Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. We're off to a little bit of a late start today, folks. Sorry about that. But I'm going to give you the highlights of what's most important. As you know, number one, we broadcast every Friday at noontime. Noontime Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. So it's a worldwide blog talk radio. Whoever's tuning in for the first time, we have a brief, we do a 30-minute show every Friday at noontime. And sorry, got off to a late start because Donald Trump called me and wanted to know what he should do. He didn't know who to talk to and who to call or what to do. I told him if I were him, I would take his plane and go to an undetermined island somewhere and sit it out for a while. Anyhow, the most important thing is if you really want to be healthy, like you want to be healthy as I am, let me tell you how real quick, because we have an abbreviated show today, as I said. So if you really want to be healthy, see, I was lucky enough to grow up. My dad was a pharmacist, and I grew up in his old-time drugstore. And he had me on different vitamins ever since I was a little kid, vitamins, minerals, this, that, and the other thing. So these days I'm sitting at my desk and I'm looking at two boxes I have that have, I think, about six little compartments. I have two like that, that's 12. So I take 12 different type of vitamins and minerals every day of my life. And I improved it over the years because, you know, my dad was born in 1903. And by the way, I want to tell you that what happened, two incredible things that happened in 1903, the year 1903, okay? One is that my dad was born in 1903. So that was fantastic. He was like the greatest person I ever met in my entire life. Super smart and a really, really nice person and nice and good to everybody. Anyhow, the other part of that, 1903, was there was a fellow that had some kind of little engine. He was trying to get a lawnmower hooked up to a little powered engine. And then he became a little bit bigger. And then his friend of his came over and he said, you know what? Let's try some. So they put some wheels and an axle on this engine, and then they actually were able to get it to move. And that fellow's name was Henry Ford. That's it. So there was no cars, no nothing, no emissions from the gasoline. Now we have, over the years, little by little, but when I was a kid growing up, and by the way, I'm older than all of you. I mean, I know that automatically. And I'm not reading a script or anything like that. But I know that I'm older than all of you only because of the fact that I'm older and healthier than all of you, okay? I have no sickness, no illness, no nothing. And I have incredible stamina. I'm a veteran United States Air Force. And I can still dance up. I love Latin music. I can dance up a storm all night long, nonstop. Anyhow, the most important thing, if you really want to be healthy, you have to limit your sugar intake because every single thing we buy, every article of food, except maybe meat or whatever, but everything is sugar is added by the manufacturers, by the food growers and so forth, sugar, because it makes things taste better. And before you know it, you can develop, believe it or not, cancer. One of the causative factors of cancer is sugar. We have too much sugar in the diet. But let's back up a little bit, because when I was talking about before about Henry Ford and automobiles and so forth and so on, when I was a little kid growing up in this country, there was hardly any cancer. Hardly anybody ever talked about cancer. And there was hardly any cancer. Okay? Now, there's different things that cause cancer, but the most, believe it or not, the most common factor involved in developing any kind of cancer is sugar. So now there's a Sugar Institute, this thing, that thing, and all kinds of other things, which, as I said, when I was growing up, and there was nothing like that, okay? Now, only because of, like, let's take an example of a hospital in New York City. I'm trying to remember the name of the hospital. Anyhow, they don't restrict, when they feed, you know, patients are overnight or a few days, and they have to have meals in the hospital, and they do not limit the sugar in the diets of these people, even diabetics. They just give them the regular meals that come up. I mean, is that ridiculous? Is that idiotic? Yes, it is. Most hospitals, the way they operate on the principle of idiocy. We don't have the time for me to go into it at right now, but remember, we broadcast every Friday at high noon, Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time. So, as I said, we worldwide, but in the U.S., and we have, by the way, there's a fellow who listens. I've been doing this broadcast for at least, I don't know, maybe 15 years or something like that. And there's a fellow that lives in South Africa. Trying to think of, anyhow, he's, see, the blog radio broadcasts worldwide because it's on the, so therefore somebody living in Australia or living in Tonga or living in Australia or South America or Canada or anywhere can tune into this show because it's on blog radio. So you only can tune in if you know the station to be able to tune into. So I'm not going to stop to do that right now to tell you what you should actually call in. You can call into my number, my cell phone. You can call right into my cell phone because I'm broadcasting using my cell phone into the blog radio station. So my cell phone is 863-509-9059. Let me just tell you one, because we have an abbreviated show today, so I'm going to tell you something extremely important. As far as wanting to be healthy, you have to drink pure water. I found out about Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N, the Japanese water technology. I found out about it probably 20 years ago. And it's basically a company that exists in Los Angeles, and that drinking pure water. Also, my sugar intake is limited. I can't limit it totally. I don't want to limit it totally. There's certain things that you want to have sugar in it so it tastes better. However, you need to be able to. The major thing that, believe it or not, the major thing that ruins people's health is dark-colored sodas, Pepsi, Coke, and Dr. Brown. Why? Because in order to make that dark color, they have to add phosphoric acid to it. Phosphoric acid, I'm talking as fast as I can, because we're going to run out of time. We started with social. Phosphoric acid depletes the bones of minerals. So therefore, fractures of the hip, knees, and other type of fractures involved in mobility increasing day by day and week by week and month by month, year by year, because more and more people are drinking, because the population is getting larger, so there's more people drinking dark-colored sodas, Pepsi and Coke, especially Pepsi and Coke, okay? I stopped drinking those sodas when I started to find out about what it does. And my dad, as I said before, was a pharmacist, and he told me a long time before that I shouldn't drink soda. That's good for you. Well, folks, listen, I'm sorry about this. Remember, next Friday, high noon, Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time, I just got a warning from the station that we're going to be losing the air contact in a few, in about 60 seconds or whatever. So one more time, anything you want to find out what to do, how to really be healthy, call my number directly, 863-509-9059. Dr. Barton, B as in boy, A-R-T-O-N. And 2 minutes, a minute left. Let's pray for people that are crazy around the world to be able to wake up and smell the roses and not hurt people, but only help people. That's the way I was raised by my folks. Don't hurt people. Help them. Don't laugh at somebody if they look funny. Tell them they look really good or whatever you want to do. But don't put people down. And one more time, my number, 863-509-9059. And God bless you all. Let's pray for peace in the world. Let's pray for people to understand. And the more Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N, that you drink, the smarter you're going to become and the healthier you'll become. And we'll talk next Friday when you listen to the show. 10 seconds left, folks. So let's, all any of you people that are listening that are encouraging people to be nasty and insult people, tell them to be good to people. Be good to other people. Okay, thank you so much. God bless you all, and have a great life. Bye. Thank you.